Kratz garnered a lot of positive media attention in 2006 when he prosecuted Stephen Avery for the brutal murder of Teresa Halbach. But 2 years ago, several women accused him of sexually harassing them. In one case, Kratz sent a barrage of sexually suggestive texts to a woman while he was prosecuting her ex-boyfriend for trying to strangle her. Last week, the Office of Lawyer Regulation agreed to drop 5 of the 11 ethics charges Kratz originally faced, and Kratz says he'll plead no contest to the 6 other charges. Tony Gebhardt handles governmental relations for the Wisconsin Coalition Against Domestic Violence. He says tomorrow's hearing may bring some closure for the women Kratz allegedly harassed.
It looks like the ordeal that victims of Ken Kratz have been through may be winding down. This is a very exceptional case. The fact that he was a district attorney, his misconduct had wide-ranging impacts and ripples throughout the state and the nation.
The Office of Lawyer Regulation has asked that the state Supreme Court suspend Kratz's law license for 6 months. Tomorrow's hearing will result in a recommendation that will be sent to the Supreme Court for a final review. Kratz was serving on the Wisconsin Crime Victims' Rights Board when the allegations against him first surfaced, but he resigned from that board at the request of the Department of Justice. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.